It's partly cloudy in Nashville, 76 degrees right now. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. A grand jury in West Tennessee has returned 50 indictments related to violence at the state's Northwest Correctional Complex. That includes murder charges related to five separate killings in the last year. Both staff and inmates are indicted. In all, the dozens of charges range from murder to assault and aggravated assault, official misconduct, official oppression, and violating the oath of office. The prison in Lake County holds more than 1,700 men. Juveniles convicted as adults are sometimes held there. U.S. Senator Marsha Blackburn continues to out-fundraise other Republican hopefuls for governor as early voting kicks off this Friday. The most recent numbers show that Blackburn has raised 10 times the amount as Congressman John Rose. But WPLN's Mariana Bacchial reports those dollars are coming from outside of Tennessee.
Blackburn raised nearly $2.8 million in the second quarter of the year compared to Rose's roughly $250,000. State Representative Monty Fritz raised $80,000. For Rose and Fritz, the majority of their contributions come from the state of Tennessee, while the majority of Blackburn's come from out-of-state donors in places like California, Florida, and Washington, D.C. Rose outspent other candidates last quarter on mailer and TV ads, while Blackburn's were mostly financed by PACs, freeing up her funds for the last few weeks of the campaign before the August 6th primary. Mariana Bacchial, WPLN News.
Again, it is partly cloudy right now in Nashville. We do expect a mostly sunny day with a high around 90 degrees and heat index just under 100. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station 90.3 WPLN News.
Hey there, I am Cynthia Abrams here with Blake Farmer, and we are here because today is the one-year anniversary of when Nashville Public Radio, along with all public media across the U.S., was defunded by the federal government. A year ago this week, Congress rescinded federal funding, but we weren't bailed out. We were held up by you, by our community. And today we begin year two, 100% community funded, asking you to join us. Join us in that community support, community funding.
It's a community thing, more than it ever has been. I don't mean to cut off Cindy from saying the web address, but it's WPLN.org. There's that red Give Now button. Phones are also open, 615-760-2010. You're thinking, well, okay, but what kind of amount should I give? The amount is entirely up to you, but let me suggest one. That's $10 a month. $10 a month for Nashville Public Radio. $120 over the course of a year. I can do math, even live on the air.